Let's get it.
What up, you?
What's happening,
man?
What up,
man?
We back for some more.
Some more.
So in 1 week.
What about it?
We're gonna be 1 year old.
She said we out of the diapers almost.
Almost, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know. One year olds still wear diapers.
Yeah, so. Yeah. They still pooping on themselves every now and then. You know. But
we leveling up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First year. Yep. I don't know. You think we should bust out the tailor port? That was our first challenge. Should we not do a challenge?
Yeah, I don't know. Tailor port don't be sealing my stomach no more. I don't know. I don't know what I got to bust out, but you can get that though.
The point is to have the same drink, like cheers, celebrate first year.
I thought it was just cheers. It didn't matter what was in your cup.
I mean, it really don't matter, but I was just, you know, trying to. Okay, so bring a drink, right?
Yeah.
Listeners.
Bring a glass. Trying to have a nigga sitting on the toilet all day.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. We got to celebrate 10 and 1. So show up, bring a glass of whatever you like to drink. That's not gonna tear your stomach up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get nothing gonna tear mine up.
Yeah.
But see, I don't know about you though, because see, you do something after you record. So
yeah, I'm just gonna shout out to the D&D community. You know, we teach that Leaders Lounge. We got that Leaders Lounge on Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, good.
Come on.
She said on Sunday.
Come on.
Hey, that's just a natural thing there, bro. It's all cloudy outside. So drippity droppity every now and then. No shoot. It get like that from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Then you got somebody be waking you up still. No.
I guess. So I got a topic for today. I'm gonna hop right in.
You ain't even say what episode nothing it was. See what I'm saying? You see how I gotta stay on top of that thing. Let me see.
My topic for today. What is
the
topic? Is give yourself some credit. And the reason why I want to talk about giving yourself some credit, because y'all know the 30-day self-investment challenge just released 48 hours ago. And the whole 30-day challenge or investment is so that you focus on yourself, right? Areas, I mean, I'm not going to do a spoiler alert because you got to register and get started, but it's pretty much a daily self-in-check, like where you really check yourself, right? The whole goal, we always talk about being a better person, being a better this, being a better that, having a successful this, having a successful that. And the only way you could really make sure you're growing or be successful, your version of that, is by really checking in with yourself. So I created a challenge, right? It's hosted through D&D. So y'all make sure y'all visit us, www.ddcommunity.org, right? Powered by the community. And it's a challenge. And obviously I did a challenge on myself. It's too new, so I don't have any testimonies yet, but I know they're coming in. And that's one of the things that we ask is for all those who participate to submit their testimonies. And y'all hear about them down the road. But the point is, during the challenge for myself, I begin to give myself some credit. You know, you really try to be a better person, right? But I don't think we really pay attention to how far we've actually come. Like, think about the person that you were in 2022. I'm sorry, 2020. Even 2022, but I was going to say 2002, really. Some of y'all probably wasn't even born listening to this saying that. But for real, we got all different age groups of listeners. So some people weren't born in 2002, but think about who you were in 2002. Think about who you was in 2005. Think about who you was in 2010. Like, and when you reflect, right? And like I said, this has been me. This is me 30 days after self-investment. And when you reflect, you'd be like, I came a long way. You know, sometimes we look at where we're trying to go and we'd be like, you know, dang, like I'm 10 steps behind, or I just need this or I need that. But if you really, like we talk about, stare out that rearview mirror, if you just glance real quick, like give yourself credit. If you see some growth, what you think?
Growth.
Yeah, growth.
G-R.
Bruh, are we doing the accent thing right now?
T-H.
Oh, okay. I thought we was going to say growth. I'm sorry.
See what I'm saying, man? It's my time to break.
I thought it was on how I said growth. So I was like, oh, shit. Did I say that?
No, I was just spelling the word out.
Okay, all
God dang, cause
bro, you know I'm a BB. Carry on.
I was saying, I had my whole little dialect, bro. Dang, don't sometimes don't y'all be feeling like your co-host and your wife be like that?
I was seeing if I said growth with an F.
So what's the damn man on the Apollo? The Sandman, right? I'm like, God damn, she come out dancing and shit. I'm like, damn, I ain't get started on what I'm about to say, man.
I'm making sure I ain't say growth with an F.
Yeah, but like I was saying, G-R-O-W-T-H. You know what I'm saying? So when I say moving on and trying to grow and get your growth, you need to have something that means every letter of that alphabet. So you really know when you're growing when you can say like G, dang, I'm receiving greatness. R, I'm being respected. O, I'm putting my foot down on my ownership. W, what's my worth? T, you're gonna have to have some kind of team. And H, whatever H mean for you, but H for me can mean, I don't really even know. Because I ain't even, it could be, I want it to be a word more intense than happy, because it's just, you gotta be happy, but that's just not the word, the noun, the pronoun, the verb, you know, that I had wanted to use. But for some people, that does work. Yeah. So once you, trying to know where you to reach, you got to know what those alphabets mean, man, because if you can't grow, you can't do nothing. You're going to keep looking back. You're going to keep trying to figure out. You're going to keep trying to do this. You're going to keep trying to do that. And instead of looking back, you ain't going to get nowhere, man. You just like, we constantly say that on this show, man. You got to know you. You got to know what your worth is. You got to know how you got to put yourself into your worth to make your worth bigger than what it is. And just like she said with the topic of the day, I really don't know how to say it any much more. And I know she said the same thing, because the growth is the number one thing. She ended her whole statement and scenario with growth. You know, that was like when she said that, I was like, dang, ding, 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 ding. That, I mean, shit. You can't really look at where you at today without that word being brought up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No matter if you're in a fucked up spot, if you're in the middle, if you're where you want to be, it all makes a U-turn and comes back to that same god doggone word. You know what I'm saying? And growth and mindset, all that stuff that we try to put out here on D&D, it sums up to what this topic is today. You know what I'm saying? It's different topics, different days, different scenarios, different ways, but it all comes to today. When you looking at yourself, where you seeing yourself at, what you doing, you know,
Yeah, and like I was saying, man, give yourself credit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Give yourself credit for, like, I know for myself, like, I see the way I react to certain situations, like, the old me would have definitely handled it in more extensive ways, if that makes sense. Like, I mean, I know for all of us, I'm pretty sure, like you say, don't look back, but I'm pretty sure if you're like, okay, my mentality regarding my finances, or my mentality regarding relationships, mm-hmm. or my mentality regarding like parenting, whatever, like, was one particular way, you know what I'm saying? And then as you are investing in yourself or growing, you know, growth, you begin to see, you should see some type of like growth in how you handle things. You know, if you still like throwing temper tantrums the way you was when you was in your teens, or you still, you know, acting the same way you was.
Don't.
You know what I mean? So for my whole point of today's topic, for real, like real talk, obviously
credit.
Growth, but
give yourself also, that credit.
You gotta give yourself credit, man. You gotta give yourself credit for like how far you come.
Not to cut you short, but
no, you're good.
Work on your credit. The way you working on your credit for yourself, the way you work on your credit when you trying to get a new house or a new car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got dang on go crazy when it's time to, when they FICO score jumping up and they need that credit score to go get that new car, that lower interest rate. You got to feel like that stuff about what you doing in life. You know what I'm saying? You got to be passionate about it the same way. Just like you go out here, you get that Capital One card, you swipe, you know you got to pay more back than what you using. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to line your credit up in your life to know what credit is due. You know what I'm saying? You got some people don't even get themselves no credit, but mm-hmm. you got to give yourself some kind of credit, because it don't matter if your lights off, if all you got 1,000 bills in the house that's due. Guarantee you some credit had to come from somewhere to get you to this point. You got to have some kind of credit. Everybody credit ain't going to goddamn come in at the same time. Just like everybody credit score ain't going to be right at the same time. But eventually, after a little work, everybody credit score start. But the key with credit and giving yourself credit is, just like the credit score, it's something you got to work on. It ain't nothing you just going to wake up and it's just going to be like, bam, my credit score up to 800. Or damn, my credit that I'm trying to do myself and what I'm trying to do or where I'm trying to be in life is just going to be there. If you ain't putting in nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. If you study writing badass checks and study bouncing, how the fuck your credit going to go up? Or when your credit do go up, you feel your credit up. Now you're going back to your old same routine, doing the same shit, goddamn, getting credit card, ain't trying to pay nothing on it, getting cars, knowing you can't afford no $700 a month car note. And all after all that, you got to take all that back. So it's taking your credit back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at that junk like that when it comes to it, man.
Yeah, man. Just give yourself some credit. That was really like my main, you know, my main topic or thought. Like, just really give yourself credit for where you've come. And just really reflect. Like, I think reflection, I don't know, everybody's different. And like I said, I'm bringing up the self-day investment challenge. I really
recommend. Yeah, she got to stop doing that. She can't do that, because see, the thing is, no. I mean, you can bring it up, but don't spill too much tea on it. You know?
No, I'm not spilling tea, but I want them to do it. I want to try to purchase it. But I'm saying the reason why I'm bringing it up is because when you're talking about your self-investment, you're talking about really focusing on yourself. You know what I'm saying? I think oftentimes we feel like we know everything. You know, we feel like we get to a point and we just like, I just know everything. And we really don't. And spending time on ourselves, like, we could really see areas of, like you said, either growth for real or areas where we need to grow. And like, anytime we talking about change, like real talk, if we talking about change, we got to do something different to get a different result. And sometimes you don't know what that change may be if you're not spending time on yourself. Like, you might think you're doing something different and you're not. You just the same person for like 2 days or 10 days, and then you go back to who you was.
But to break it down, though, she said that word change. Look at it in this mindset. Look how the word, when she say change, it popped in my head, change in the car. Look how you value that change.
Yeah.
See, if you putting out a penny's worth of change in your life, you ain't, because you can see a penny right now on the street, you're going to pass that shit.
Yeah.
But fuck around and be putting out a quarter worth of change. Bro, you are down to have an accident, try to knock a motherfucker over to go pick up a goddamn quarter.
Yeah.
So your change and your life got to be on a quarter mindset at all time. I mean, sometimes you're going to have that nickel in there. Sometimes you're going to have that dime in there. But try to stay the fuck away from the penny change.
Yeah.
I mean, pennies, they add up after a while. I mean, but some people, with your growth and the way your change is, you may have to pick up the pennies. You may need to be on that level. Not saying that the penny level is the worst level, because any change is better than no change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just may take you long to go ahead and get this soda than a person that's finding the change, that's got the change in them, the 25% change or the 25-cent change. So I'm not saying all change is bad change, but try to get yourself, if you at the penny change, try to get to the nickel change. When you get to the nickel change, try to get to the dime change. When you get to the dime change, try to get to the quarter change. When you get to the quarter change, you got to get to the 50-cent piece change. When you get to the 50-cent piece change, then you go to the silver dollar. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have that kind of change mindset to grow in life. You can't keep the penny mindset, because you feel that, dang, everything getting paid, everything whoop, 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 but dang, I ain't growing. Because you still got the penny change on your mind. That's why penny candy gone.
Yeah.
Everything is like a nickel candy now. They had to change it. So you got to be able to change to stay with the time. Don't let the old change bring in a new change. Even once you change for your old ways, you still got to have a new change mindset. Because if you don't, you're going to pluck up.
Yes.
Crash out.
Constant growth. And that's my whole point. That like that really sums it up. Like that constant growth, that level up that you do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Big dog.
Give yourself some credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I say this, and then I'm pretty much, but, you know, wrapped it up. But, you know, sometimes we wait. When I bring about giving yourself some credit, right? Talk about the growth, like you say, your levels up and stuff like that. Like, sometimes you sit back. I mean, I know even for myself, you sit back and you wait for other people to acknowledge.
Don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you wait for other people to acknowledge that level up or acknowledge that change or acknowledge you. You know what I'm saying? So just learn to celebrate you. Learn to give yourself some credit. Learn to really, like level up for you. Like, not just today for 2023. Like literally, like...
365.
There you go.
All the way
level,
around.
Level all the way up.
360.
Every inch or every step or whatever of that level up,
like give yourself some credit. Like the UFO ship.
Yeah, give yourself some credit.
All the way around. It's all around.
That's all I got.
Celebrate.
Short episode.
No, bro. I ain't no short episode, man.
They gotta
think outside the box of the change, you know. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why she tried to hit you with a change. You know what I'm saying? That mindset. You got to be with the mindset. You got to be able to be like, damn. So if we stop this podcast right now, but what we just put out there, y'all really can go with it.
I believe so.
They better.
It was a lot of nuggets.
Here's the bag. What you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
I done gave you my crystal water bottle. You know how all of us do. Get that old goddamn water bottle, throw it all the way up chain. My shit full with the change.
Yeah.
Now, how you gonna dump it out and cash it in is the question. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We didn't gave you the jewels and the steps and the process of how to do it. Can't teach you how to do it. Too many of y'all out there in the world for us to take everybody hand by hand and try to do it. Cause hell, we can't really do it. Cause we trying to do our own chain. You know, everybody got their own chain. You know what I'm saying? So.
Real,
you gotta goddamn on, just don't feel your job will change, and then just go to the goddamn corn machine and dump it out. You gotta know which ones you want to dump out, which ones you want to keep. Even with the change machine, some of that shit is spit back to your ass. So you gotta know what kind of change and what kind of credit you trying to have, because credit, boy, I'm telling you, when you messed it up, you messed it up. So in life, when you done messed yourself up and don't nobody want to fool with you, or you trying to live like Ray Ray and Pookie, who really can't afford nothing and all this other stuff, you got to get that mindset right to give yourself credit for what credit is really due. Don't give yourself credit for something you know you can't afford.
Yeah.
Don't give yourself credit for something you know if I buy this, it's going to put me in a bad situation. The only reason you're giving yourself credit for that is somebody else can give you some credit for something you really can't afford. And guess what kind of credit they're going to give you when you ain't driving it no more, or when that phone ain't on no more, or when they ask, when they stop by your house, your lights or something ain't on no more. Credit is good when you're giving yourself the proper credit. But when you out here writing this bad credit type stuff, just take your time. Let your credit grow. It's okay to have a 540. You know what I'm saying? Just... stay in the 540 range. Don't be in the 540 range trying to get yourself 800 credit. Because if your 800 credit score is there, you won't have to give it to nobody. You don't hear folks with 800 credit scores going around bragging. They let their credit speak for itself.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to go around here bragging about what you did, what you going to do, how you trying to do it. Let your credit speak for yourself, because your credit score going to speak for yourself. You don't need nobody else to validate your credit. When you get a good credit score, you don't need cosigners no more. So nobody need to validate your credit. So try to have that mindset at least to a 700 credit score. Not for the credit score to go out here and buy no house. The credit score for mental. Credit score for your growth. Credit score for where you're trying to go. And there you go.
There you go.
There it is.
That's the episode.
Right there.
Yeah.
On the mic. D&D.
D&D.
Download tonight.
Yeah.
If you ain't, you ain't right.
Really right.
Feel. I'm talking about credit, right?
Yeah.
Get that credit, right?
Yeah.
And you ain't got to go to no goddamn Lexington Law to get that kind of credit right. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Nope. Boop, boop.
All right,
stop
y'all.
Trying to take the shortcut. Do it right.
Yeah.
Long way is the best way.
Yeah.
Got to get that credit right. You got to make a song up. Get that credit right, you ain't right. credit right, you ain't right. Because, shit, I just got my credit right.
Well, better late than never.
Yeah. Hey, shit. As long as it's right, it's right. Yeah. At the end of the day, you did something. Can't get your credit right, you need to stay out of my sight. I need some niggas that's trying to get their credit right, bro. And like she say, we dropped the mic. That was 20-something minutes, bro. It was laid back, relaxed. But if you just focus on what we were trying to say, you will get it. Just like your pastor at church. Every time he bring the message, he ain't doing a lot of hooping and hop. You know what I'm saying? But he bringing something that's knowledge that you need. And we started dropping the Jews. So who going to pick the Jews up? When you pick them up, what you going to do with it? Run to the pawn shop? Or you going to let them get what's the word I'm looking for? In time. Get fine with time. But half of y'all going to run to the pawn shop. I already know it. But, hey, y'all will be back.
You silly.
Y'all will be back. And that's D&D. You know what I'm saying? Next time we see y'all, we going to be god dang on walking, not in the, what's the thing the babies being learned how to walk? The walker.
Oh, yeah, the walker. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Man, the walker. They going to be out the walker.
The walker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there live. All
right, y'all. Sending love.
Peace out.
Let's get it.